So in the last few months since Article 13 was passed, how has it affected the sharing of unlicensed copyrighted material?
Well, the internet changed everything to do with copyright legislation around the world, because most legislation around the world, including the stuff in Europe, really is being set up in the time of the video recorder and the photocopy machine. So what, in Australia, for instance, in most countries, most online services aren't required to check everything that their users put on social media platforms to prevent copyright infringement. In most other countries, they have a safe harbor regime, which basically you get a notice to take down that material, and then you have the opportunity to review that material to see whether it should be taken down, because there might be a copyright exception that applies. There might be, that allows you to do that. Could be like you might have a copyright exception that allows you to make a parody. There might be a copyright exception that allows you to report the news. There might be a copyright exception that allows you to do criticism review. So if the material doesn't meet any other requirements, then the services have to remove that post, or they could be seen guilty of a copyright infringement. So what Article 13 does in the EU, it removes that protection for online services, the whole takedown notice regime. And instead of the rights holders having the responsibility to notify them if they become aware there's infringing material on that social media platform or internet service platform, basically it puts all the responsibility on the online platforms, that they've got to have to make a duty to ensure that none of their users infringe copyright. So the US has a safe harbor regime, and Australia doesn't really have one at the moment. It's got a limited safe harbor regime, which fortunately is for the education institutions like schools and TAFE universities, and also for galleries and archives. Our libraries have a safe harbor regime, so if we for some reason have infringing content in one of our online services, if we're notified, we actually can take that down, and then we're not going to be guilty of copyright infringement. I suppose the problem with this Article 13 is it's not going to help us much in Australia to sort of think about whether we expand the safe harbor regime to just general Australian business, you know, because most businesses now operate online. And there's been a lot of discussion over the last few years on, you know, making sure that we have a localized solution that actually removes infringing content from online business and services. Europe, I think there's been a reaction there that they are concerned that it might have a chilling effect on the internet, and that a lot of material will actually be blocked. They're also kind of concerned that the only people that can afford to check, you know, that none of their users infringe copyright are probably the current big players, which would be YouTube and Google and Facebook, because they have the financial means and probably some of the more technical means to do that. But smaller providers are going to find that very difficult.
Yeah.
New players in the market are not in the same position as the bigger players in the market.
Definitely. You kind of touched on this, but has this article had really any impact on Australia?
Well, I think it's going to be something that the Australian government will look at when reviewing their copyright laws, which we seem to be doing constantly constantly at the moment. And that's just, again, because our laws were basically created in 1968. And I love saying this, our laws are so old. I mean, there's been changes to them, by the way, but the law is so old, 1968 Copyright Act. You know, in 1968, man had not gone to the moon yet. There wasn't colour television, and I don't think feminism existed yet. So our laws seem to be updated on a piecemeal basis, reacting to new technology. So I think it potentially could have an impact on any movement to try and get a localised solution. Not for my sector, which I look after, the school and TAFE sector, but perhaps for Australian business and emerging Australian technology sector, it's going to be, you know, there may be concern that this article might be imported into Australia. But at this stage, you know, there's still discussion going on, is what's the appropriate safe harbour regime that we should be putting in Australia that's going to actually benefit business and consumers?
Yeah, definitely. The internet, of course, is always evolving, as you just said, and copyright, I guess, at times tries to attempt to catch up to it. Do you think this article is an example of that?
Look, I have enormous sympathy with how the internet changed everything.
Yeah.
And it is something that perhaps the traditional kind of sectors are a bit freaked out with, like the music industry, publishing industry, film and television industry. I kind of think that we need to focus on all of Australia. which, whether it's libraries, archives, museums, schools, trade, business, consumers, traditional copyright industries, but also new emerging industries, and just think about how we're going to make a copyright law that's the 21st century. My problem right now with the copyright legislation is that we've had two major copyright reviews, the Australian Law Reform Commission review on the digital economy, which made a series of recommendations, which included trying to have introduce more flexibility into the Copyright Act so we could cope with technological changes. We then had a Productivity Commission that looked into that, that also supported the LRC recommendations. We've had an Ernst Young review of whether fair use style exception in Australia would be beneficial to economy, and that says yes. But we seem to be in a situation where the law, it seems to be very hard to sort of look at this very sensibly, because of the, some quarters are doing a lot of fear mongering about making any changes to law. So we seem to be kind of stuck in a situation where we can't seem to make any change because we're not, because it's uncertain. But the only certainty I can say to that is if we don't change the laws, we're actually making the laws more irrelevant, because the problem we have got now in our current legislation, this is around the world too, it's not just Australia, is the Copyright Act doesn't seem to know the difference between something that's an abuse or something that is an ordinary use that doesn't negatively impact on the copyright owner's market. So we at the moment, there seems to be, unless you've got appropriate kind of flexible exceptions, copyright lasts for a long time. Like in Australia, it's a lifetime of the author plus 70 years, right? That's a long time to have the exclusive right to allow others to copy or use your work. And that's perfectly acceptable. However, there are some public interest exceptions that we have, but it's really hard. And but the way we do it is very piecemeal, and it's very, very technology based. But we still have references in our law to talk about video copying and things like that. So I think the weird stage that we really have had a number of reviews, and we're still waiting for some movement to be made in sort of trying to ensure that that sort of non-harmful uses are not seen as being criminal. And that's a really basic thing we need to be doing. And the whole world, some places have been very good at updating their laws. Canada's done it, Korea's done it, Singapore's going through it at the moment. New Zealand's about to go through quite an interesting copyright law review, which is very wide and encompassing. But we seem to be stuck in Australia about moving forward on some of these more flexible approaches. And I think we need to think about, you know, the economy is marching along, and digital economy is really important, innovation is really important, and of course paying people appropriately for the use of their work is also important. You know, no one's suggesting you shouldn't pay copyright owners or authors for using their work, but we do need to have a bit of sense, I think, in our landscape. And I think what's the problem with Europe is that was kind of seen by some as being a bit of an overkill, and the focus seems to be all on the big internet players or technology players, which is our focus on, and we seem to be losing sight of the fact that a lot of the things that consumers and everyday Australians are doing are actually technically copyright infringement, and we should be trying to decriminalise those sort of non-harmful activities. And we also should be looking at how we can look at our laws that's going to actually protect people, but not just focus on the old industries. Just look at all how everything is affected now by copyright.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Cool, no problem.